In 2005, Congress passed the Diesel Emissions Reduction Act, or DERA, as part of the Energy Policy Act. It authorized up to $1 billion over a five-year period to enable states to purchase devices with which to retrofit their diesel vehicle fleets. Backers say the devices can reduce emissions anywhere from 25 to 90%. Dawn Fenton is policy director for the Diesel Technology Forum based in Frederick, Maryland. She says Congress didn't allocate any money to the programs while it was putting together the most recent fiscal year budget.
The Congress never ended up finalizing any of their appropriations bills, so all federal programs went back to their 06 levels. And unfortunately, the Diesel Emissions Reduction Act had not actually been formalized in place by that time, so essentially the program received no funds last year.
Two of Wisconsin's congressional delegates, Representative Dave Obey and Senator Herb Cole, work with their respective chambers' appropriations committees. Fenton says both men are in a position to help push funding for DERA programs.
Retrofitting diesel vehicles is one of the most cost-effective ways that you can reduce emissions of particulate matter, and by funding a diesel retrofit program, the federal government gets more bang for its buck in terms of the investment that it's making.
Meanwhile, a spokesman for Senator Cole's office says there is $50 million in DERA funding contained in the Interior Appropriations Bill. The full Senate is expected to review it in the coming months. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.